welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. Warmer weather is on the way, eventually. Summer is the season of travel and adventure, and for some people, there's an urge to see the country by motorhome or pop-up camper or trailer or fifth wheel. Yeah, it's RV season again. By the way, some folks out there aren't just interested in a vacation jaunt. Websites like RVDreams.com and Axle Addict tout the joy of living on the road. And there are any number of RV lifestyle blogs out there. One is called The Adventures of Dave and Ann, about a young couple who, for their honeymoon, took a 10,000-mile camper trip from San Francisco to Panama. Now they are touring the United States with their Airstream. We wanted to meet some of these happy campers, so we went to the Indianapolis Boat, Sport, and Travel Show. More than 700,000 square feet of boats, outdoor gear, and, of course, RVs. We ran into Tricia and Billy Lack from Louisville. She works in an office. He's an auto worker. And when he retires in 3 years, they want to live in their RV and travel the country. They were looking at a cool retro-style trailer.
Tell me your reaction to this.
It's a lot smaller than what we're looking for, but it was just kind of neat looking with the front, the way the windows and everything were. We wanted to kind of do a quick peek and see what it looked like, just out of curiosity.
What kinds of things are you seeing? Is there a big variety of the different sorts of, and you're looking for a trailer, right?
We're looking for a fifth wheel, actually.
There's a lot to shop for, isn't there?
There's a ton to shop for. There's a lot of different brands. A lot of the brands, some of them are less expensive made, we'll say. I don't want to say cheaper necessarily, but the quality of the trailers are a lot different. We've been researching for, 5 years now, and we want a full-size fridge. You know, it has to have a living area with the, we want it to feel like a home. We're going to live in it probably 90% of the time, so we want it to feel like a home, not crowded like this. We want a little bit of space, you know, probably a 35-footer.
You're really going to live in it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Do you want to travel the country? Do you want to
be, we're going to be nomads. Nomads. We're going to just go where we want, stay for however long we want, and decide from there where we're going to go. We're going to have a little business that we work out of the home and everything. So it's
that's a dream for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you discuss that. You guys are both on board? Did you have to talk him into it? Or
no, he talked me into it.
You were skeptical at first?
No,
not really.
No, I think it would be fun. I've lived in a few different states, but been to a lot of different states, but I think it'd be fun just to be able to go where you want, when you want, for however long you want. You know, it's not, you know, it's our life. We're going to live it the way we want.
Do you do much camping now?
We haven't for years.
Okay.
And for years.
Could I get your name, please?
Tricia Lack.
And you're from Louisville?
Mm-hmm.
What's your husband's name?
Billy.
Billy mentioned you guys are kind of getting close to retirement. You don't look at. I mean, good for you. Clean living.
3 years.
He said about 3 years. Mm-hmm. It's a time in your life where you can do what you want to do, right? Tell me about that a little bit, Billy.
Well, I mean, when you get down to retirement, you got to sit there and think about what you want to really do and stuff. And traveling was part of our, what we planned on. So with me being within 3 years of retirement and stuff, that I just thought, let's travel, do what we want to do for ourselves, and spend out the rest of our lives like a lot of people want to do.
And you've been shopping for fifth wheels.
Yeah, we've been doing our homework, shopping, comparing different brands. Basically, what it has, what it don't have, the height, the lengths, the weight of them's a big thing, because you got to figure out, do you want to pull one, do you want to drive one? And just kind of pick up on what people are talking about at the shows, get on the internet, search blogs and stuff. I mean, we've got a lot of different things that we've put our finger on, but we're kind of in the process of elimination right now.
What's it cost to get into this kind of thing?
Whatever you want to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what you want to put into it.
You can do probably as low as $75,000 and go as high as $2 million.
Well, fortunately, you guys are you're at the 2 million end, or
yeah, oh yeah, yeah, right here in my purse.
Trisha and Billy Lack from Louisville, shopping not just for any RV, but something they can live in full time. The trailer that the Lacks were looking at was for sale by Mount Comfort RV, where Chris Anderson is a salesman.
Well, it's been a few good seasons for us in the RV industry. It's kind of a good time to be in it. Fuel prices are low. Banks are lending money. Interest rates are good. They have started to creep up a little bit, but they're still pretty good. So it's a good time to be in the RV industry. We're a dealership that kind of carries everything. So, you know, from pop-up campers to $500,000 motorhomes, we have it in stock, and it's kind of a good time, like I said, just to be in the industry. We lived through some rough years in 2008, 2009, for those of us who've done this for a while, but thankfully now things are good.
Anything different this year than what you've seen in previous years?
I think this is going to be a pretty big year for smaller scale items. It seems like every show we watch on TV is big on tiny homes, tiny houses. You know, that type of thing seems to be hot. So we're focusing a little bit more on that this year and bringing in some more smaller, lighter products. Also, everybody likes to be as fuel economic as we can possibly be. Well, your more fuel economic vehicles don't get quite the fuel economy, or don't have quite the towing ability that a big pickup truck has. So with that in mind, we're trying to do more things that are smaller, lighter, easier to tow, both from a popularity standpoint and from a necessity standpoint, that today's vehicles may not tow as much as your big pickup trucks did.
You know, we've seen some interest in this one right here. Can you just talk about that?
I can. That's a new product we're very excited about. That's a 2018 Heartland Terry Classic. They modeled the outside off of a 1960 Holiday House travel trailer. If you Google that, because I had to Google it, that's before my time. I wasn't selling them in 1960. But on the outside, it's a dead ringer for it. And it looks really, really sharp. And then you go inside and you're expecting something kind of old, and it's totally the opposite. It's very modern inside, and it makes it kind of an eclectic piece. It's been very popular. We have salespeople from other dealerships are coming over to see what we have over here, because it's unlike anything else in the show, inside and outside. I don't know if you get some shots of that from all the LED lighting and the indirect lighting that's in there. It's a gorgeous coach inside and out. So
you've got boomers who are getting to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, certainly that's what those of us who have been in the industry for a while, we've been waiting on these boomers to get there and retire and use their 401k money for something sensible like a motorhome or a travel trailer or a fifth wheel. So that's why this is a good time for us. And we've known this was coming for a long time. You know, people started many, many years ago planning their retirements a little better, knowing that Social Security was going to be a question mark, and so most of the baby boomers have planned a lot better, and now their homes are paid off in a lot of cases. They have some discretionary income that they can use for something else and go have fun, and instead of sitting around the house and retiring like maybe their grandparents did, they can go see everything they ever wanted to see in the United States, and there's no better way to get there than an RV. There's no wrong way to RV. I know people that spend months at a time in a pop-up camper, and I also know them that do it in a $500,000 or more motorhome, and nobody's wrong. It's just whatever kind of floats your boat. It's just a lot of fun.
Not too early for the millennials. I mean, you're seeing 30s and people?
Our demographic is coming down, particularly on the motorhome side of things. When I got into the industry, that was kind of a 65 and up club, the high-end motorized. Well, now we've got motorhomes that are coming out much more family-friendly. I mean, a lot of those motorhomes, they only really were built for two people in mind. You know, they didn't have sleeping for 10 people. Now motorhomes are sleeping 8 and 10 people with bunk beds and drop-down beds, and that's definitely a trend for us because the demographic, the manufacturers are responding to the demographic coming down. And we're seeing people in their 40s, sometimes in their 30s, getting into RVing at a much younger age and even into some high-end stuff. You know, people looking for $300,000 and $400,000 motorhomes with bunk beds in them. That product didn't exist 5 years ago. Now it does. So regardless of what your tastes are, we can set you up with a nice family ride to get everybody RVing the way you want to RV.
There's a lot of Indiana product out there. Can you just talk about that, about
Yeah, well, a huge percentage of the RVs are built there. I think I said I saw 85% plus. Really, everything but your only major manufacturers that aren't there are Tiffin and Winnebago on the motorized side of things. Every other manufacturer and basically all of your towables are built in northern Indiana, somewhere within 40 minutes of Elkhart County. So that is a community that suffered tremendously during the recession. And it's so nice to see the way it has rebounded to probably better than ever. We're approaching numbers that the industry's never hit before, and that's a good thing for us.
What's the most common question, would you say, you hear at shows?
You hear a lot about what will my vehicle tow. You know, that's obviously a big one. People come and they've got their two vehicles. They don't really want to add a third vehicle if they're going to tow something. They want to do it with their existing vehicle, so that's obviously a popular one. How many will it sleep? Is it good in cold weather? Those type of things are questions that we hear a lot. In truth, that good and cold weather, people don't think about that a lot because most people, 95% of the people out there, well, are you really going to camp when it's below 30 degrees? No. Well, then what difference does it make? You know, customers a lot of times don't know the right questions to ask. That's why you have to get with somebody that'll sit down with you, get to know you a little bit, find out what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish, what your end goal is. And there's a lot of good dealerships that are out here that'll do it. Obviously, I have my preference, but there are good people out here at this show that will help sit down, help you walk through this and find something that's towable with your vehicle, that's in your price range that you want to spend, and that will meet all your needs for the long term.
That's Chris Anderson, salesman for Mount Comfort RV east of Indianapolis. His company was at the Boat Sport and Travel Show recently, where we also met Tricia and Bill Lack from Louisville. They're looking ahead to retirement in 3 years and plan to live in their RV. When we return, more on the RV comeback and the dreams of the road that are driving some of the shoppers.
Indiana Weekend. Interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
Ever thought about hitting the road to see the country in a recreational vehicle? That dream is out there. The RV Industry Association says nearly 9 million households have RVs. It's a $38 billion a year business. The spokesmen for The Good Life include guys like Todd Jameson of Renfro Productions, which put on the big Boat Sport and RV show in Indianapolis recently.
For 63 years, the Renfro family has been producing the Indianapolis Boat Sport and Travel Show right here at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Generations have grown up coming to the show. We hear on a regular basis, I came here with my grandpa when I was a little guy, and the person telling you that story probably has their grandchild with them in tow while they're at the show. Everybody has a great story to tell about things that happened in the past, the famous stage shows that were held here during the sports show, wrestling bears. You know, it was the day of variety shows and great entertainment, but certainly the world has evolved around us and we have evolved with it. The Indianapolis Boat Sport and Travel Show is a very modern sports show. We are the largest sports show of our type in the entire nation at more than 700,000 square feet of space. We virtually take over the Indiana State Fairgrounds for 10 days each year.
How's it looking this year for the show? How's it been?
We've seen vast improvements in buying of some higher-end, larger-ticket items. Certainly, we believe there's been improvements in the economy. People are feeling stronger about the future, and it certainly is being shown here at the show in their buying habits.
What do we see when we walk around the show? I mean, and talk about the 1,000 exhibitors, the variety, diversity of products and stuff.
We have boats, RVs, fishing tackle, travel and tourism, hunting, motorcycles, power sports.
Todd Jameson with Renfro Productions talking about the big sport and travel show his company puts on. The show basically takes over the Indiana State Fairgrounds with more than 700,000 square feet of exhibit space, all kinds of boats, outdoor gear, campers, and RVs. Brad Stout of Kokomo was there with his family.
Give me some impressions as you walk around here, what you're seeing.
Well, it's a lot of new interesting stuff this year. We come down every year from Kokomo just to look around and see all the new kind of innovations and all the new RVs and all the things that they have going on here today. Some of the retro stuff, this one here is pretty cool looking. We used to have an RV, and now we're just maybe thinking about another one someday, but also want to come down and look at the boats. So we have a couple fishing boats. We have a cabin up in northern Minnesota, and So we always come down every year and just take a look around, see what's new. Beautiful day, so get down here before the crowd gets here over the weekend.
In your impression, what do RV owners need to know? What did you learn as owning one?
You know, it's good. It's good a lot of times when your kids are young, and then you kind of move from one RV to one that's more for two people, empty nesters, and so that's kind of what we do. We used to have a drivable RV, Class A, and now we're looking at these that you pull type, so something a little bit different.
Are you seeing, because it's been a few years since you last shopped, right? It looks like they've come up with new twists on.
Oh yeah, all the new ones, especially the pull types have one like here that have toy haulers. They call them toy haulers where you can put your motorcycles, and we have some people that we know have cars that they carry around in the back of them and unload the cars. So yeah, it's kind of interesting thing the way the times have changed in here.
And you know, Elkhart, Indiana is a big center for RV manufacturing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, that's one of the biggest places. We had a Coachman, and it was made in Middlebury, Indiana. So we used to go up there quite a bit, but it's a lot of cottage industries up in there for maintaining and building all new equipment for RVs.
Tell me what that was like owning a Class A motorhome like that.
It was good. We used it for about 10 years. I was involved in IndyCar, so we took it around to IndyCar races and all over the country. So, yeah, it's a great lifestyle. Too bad I couldn't do it full time. I used to work for a couple race teams over the years and worked for a company, Delphi in Kokomo, Indiana. So we were sponsoring race cars at the time. So,
are you an engineer?
No. Just more of a marketing guy. Yeah, more of a marketing guy. Now I'm involved in professional bass fishing. I get to travel around a lot and do a lot of fishing, so that's another reason why we're here today. Look at all the fishing stuff.
Give me your impression of the economy, because we know that RVs are sort of a leading indicator of that.
Yeah, I think it's all coming back. You know, 8-9 years ago, you know, it was pretty well done. You know, there was hardly any RVs being sold, and obviously when the economy gets good and people have some extra dollars to spend, they start thinking about vacations and kids and going to different places, and so it's all good. I mean, you go around, go by any RV place. I mean, it's just loaded with pull types anymore. I mean, you just go down the road. If you travel a lot, you'll see them being delivered from Elkhart, Indiana, all over the United States. So I think it's good.
Brad Stout from Kokomo, a former motorhome owner, casting a wistful eye at some of the RVs at the Boat Sport and Travel Show recently.
I'm going home, and when I want to go home, I'm going mobile. Well, I'm going to find a home, and we'll see how it feels going mobile.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
You may have heard recently of the tiny house movement. This is the trend where people are downsizing from the typical 2,600 square foot home to something like 400 square feet. It's about environmental concerns, financial reasons. A variation of this is the idea of living in your RV. There are all kinds of blogs and websites about this. One you might check out is called heathandalyssa.com. 3 years ago, this young couple quit their jobs, bought an RV, and went on a year-long road trip across America. Heath worked a job in all 50 states for a documentary they shot called Hourly America. After a year of that, they decided to stay on the road, traveling full-time and making money in a video production business. I don't know how the business model works, but their video blog is entertaining. Here's Heath and Alyssa in a recent segment about moving day, when you decide to shove off after staying in the RV in one place for a while.
It is 8:22 in the morning and moving day. And this morning we have a lot of work to do. Dishes are everywhere. We were supposed to go get some footage for the vlog that we're doing for the campground. And Alyssa's not out of bed yet. I was bringing you your second cup of coffee.
Where is it?
It's right here.
I'm just drinking this.
You pop it open.
Oh, now, we didn't run into anybody like Heath and Alyssa at the Boat Sport and Travel Show in Indianapolis recently. Most of the folks we met shopping for RVs were like Daniel Hogue from Martinsville, who was looking at travel trailers.
Do you look for size? You look for amenities?
You got to know what you're driving to pull with.
Layout.
And yeah, right. You got to know how much money you got to spend, and it's got to be a layout that you like.
Tell me about the layout. Tell me what you're observing here.
I'm older. It's just my wife and I. What I like about this is you have the room in the front if you have company or guests. The wife wants to come to bed, she can come back here, shut the door, be perfectly quiet by herself while you still got the front. If you by chance have an overnight guest, the front makes into a bed. but it's pretty much her and I most of the time. We're not into the party wagons or the party barges per se. The size of this is nice, I think, for the wife and I. The retro look of the outside's cool, but it's a little gaudy. I'd like to be a little quieter when I'm in the woods.
What do you use now? What do you have now?
I have a pop-up now, the wife and I do. We're very happy with that. We can be in the woods, have it set up in about 15, 20 minutes, and away we go. The pop-up is the issue. We're still young enough at this point in time, it doesn't bother us. Down the road, we're probably going to look to upgrade to something we don't have to pop up. But again, still her and I and the dog, so I don't need a big one. And I like to keep the dollar amount down. I don't want to pay stupid money. That's why you come out here. This company wants 10 grand. This company wants 15 grand for almost the same thing. You got to do a little comparison shopping, see what's there. We are internet savvy. I'll look at this stuff. If I'm interested, I'll go back and get an internet and for the receipt.
This gets you out without having to pay a fortune. I mean, you can, in other words, camping, there's...
Right, right. I was a Boy Scout. I was camping from the time I was 10 years old. Always have. As a young single fellow, me and my friends went camping a lot, tent camping. As I got older, I got tired of sleeping on the ground, got tired of sleeping in a tent, I got married. My wife doesn't like sleeping on the ground, sleeping in a tent. We tried to upgrade to air mattresses, but it's still nice. It's pouring down rain, you can go in the camper, sit down, play some cards, relax, do what you want to do. You hook everything up. Our camper, our pop-up, is loaded. It's ready right now. The mattresses are made, the beds are made, the pillows are there. All we do is grab a bag of clothes, bag of groceries, hook to the truck, and away we go.
I guess one of the things you're saying is that boomers are getting at that age. I mean, tell me about that a little bit. You get into your 50s, does that change how you look at stuff?
I don't know. We enjoy our time out more, I guess. At baby boomer age, I'm thinking about retirement. What am I going to do in the next 10 years? Because in 10 years, I will be retired. What am I going to have established? And in 10 years, I don't want to be buying a new camper. I don't want to be buying a new... If I'm going to have something, I want to have a purchase done, paid for, my truck's paid for. I don't have a lot of financial issues.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the dude of man together.
Daniel Hogue from Martinsville, who loves camping, has one of those pop-up trailers, but was shopping the other day for something bigger. We met Daniel, Tricia, and Bill Lack from Louisville, who are getting ready to retire and went to RV across the country, and Brad Stout of Kokomo, one-time owner of a big motorhome, thinking about taking the plunge again. We also heard from a pair of 20-somethings on more of a budget, Heath and Alyssa, traveling around the country in their RV, running a software startup and a video business from the road. I know what you're thinking, but everybody has a dream, right? Check out their adventure at heathandalyssa.com. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, Debbie Webb, Alicia Franklin, and Elena McKenzie. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.